I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly scouting reports segment where we talk about UK sports with LEX18's Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey there, Alan.
All right, you are now back from covering the Citrus Bowl, and I want to get your thoughts on the experience of witnessing history with the Wildcats beating Penn State 27-24, monster performances from Josh Allen, Benny Snell, and Lynn Bowden.
Yeah, and you talk about two of those three that really didn't even have to play because they said they were going pro after this, especially Josh Allen, because he's probably going to go probably top five the way it sounds, top 10 I would think for sure. So, I mean, it was just incredible. The fans came out and just were loud from start to finish, maybe save that couple of drives towards the end that Penn State made. I think there was a little worry. But, it was some kind of game that they had that, I mean, I just can't even describe how fun it was for the week, for seeing the players and how they approach the game, seeing how much this program has really turned around.
Mark Stoops has actually built a winning program here at UK, and that's exactly what he promised to do when he was hired to take over for Joker Phillips.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody looks at the basketball program and how quickly Calipari turned it around, but that's so much easier when all you got to do is bring in five players, about that anyway, and then, you know, maybe five more the next year. Football's, you got to build a program, and it takes a while to get the guys that you need in with the talent that you want put into your system, and it's just not a quick fix overnight. So to see what he has done, he's, I think, right on time, and from here it can only keep going up. If he can keep getting those players in like he has and keep developing them, I think you're going to see this program kind of maintain what they're doing.
All right, your thoughts now on the careers of Benny Snell Jr. and Josh Allen.
Well, the coolest thing was being able to see Benny Snell break the record, become the all-time leading rusher on a touchdown. I mean, how appropriate is that, that he was able to do it in such fashion? And he's one of the guys that turned this program around. He came in, wanted probably to go to Ohio State. They never gave him a look. Kentucky gave him the chance, and he came in, and he made them play him pretty much from the moment he stepped on the field his freshman season. And after that, you know, broke and tied so many records at Kentucky. Josh Allen, a two-star out of New Jersey who had the Monmouth, you know, was the only school that was looking at him, giving him a scholarship, and Kentucky came along and saw something in him and developed him and used his talent the right way. And for him to go out with the sacks and become the sack leader, and it's 17 of them this season, just, you know, it's so difficult on quarterbacks. I mean, they were program changers, and I'm fortunate enough to say I got the chance to cover them.
It was kind of out of character, too, at the post-game press conference for Josh Allen to make the statement, if I'm not number one, I don't know who is.
I thought it was awesome because you put that out there and you make those GMs and those coaches think about you a little harder now because you're that much confident. And I thought, you know, I guess you could call it a marketing tool. I thought it was awesome that he said that. And I don't know that he's number one because I think there is a good player out there in Bosa from Ohio State, defensive end. And, you know, but I don't think that Josh is too far behind. And really what it comes down in the NFL is the need of the team. Do they need a defensive player or an offensive player? So we'll see. I think he's definitely top 10. And I think there's a great chance he jumps into top five.
And I think the final word should go to Benny Snell when he was asked by a sideline reporter, what are your thoughts about this particular team? And Benny said, we are legends.
You know, and he's not lying because you're talking about a team just the third in program history. Think about how long UK football has been around and just the third team to win 10 games. They finished pretty close. Well, they were second. They were pretty close in that Georgia game, you know, for a while. To coming around and winning that, had they done that, they'd be headed to the SEC championship game. So they were right there in the SEC battling for that. The wins that they had during their career, the records, I think this is going to be a team that we're going to talk about for a long, long time. And, you know, again, we talk about the 77 team. We talk about the 1950 team. that's going to be the next team that's going to be mentioned. Unless this program does something special in the next couple of years and makes it to an SEC championship or a college football playoff.
Okay, so in the time that we have left, let's talk a little bit about the Kentucky men's basketball team opening SEC play this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide. What about this matchup?
I really like it for Kentucky. This is not a very strong Alabama team, and Kentucky is really, we've seen them over the last couple of weeks, just really making such improvements and looking like a much different team, and that's what happens when Coach Calipari gets a little bit of time during the Christmas break to work with them as much as he wants to. They really start to make improvements. Alabama just is, they've had three losses, and they're really not great losses to Northeastern and Central Florida and Georgia State. They do have a win over Arizona, but I'm not sure this is an Arizona team that we've seen in the last couple of years. So we'll see. It's a guard-driven team down in Alabama. They shoot a lot of threes. They hit about seven of them a game. So I think that's where Kentucky is going to have to start, and they're going to have to protect the three-point line.
And Avery Johnson, the coach at Alabama, is 0-7 against Kentucky.
Yeah, just couldn't figure it out. Really, his best chance was last year when he had Colin Sexton at point guard. He's got John Petty, who is back this year. Those two guys were really strong at the guard position, and he just couldn't get it done last year. I'm not sure he does it again this year with this team.
Does Alabama have an answer for the Kentucky low post game?
No, they don't. And they've only got a couple of guys that are about 6'9" that have a chance at getting in there, but I don't think they've got the size that like a Reed Travis or a PJ Washington has. They've got one kid that's 6'9", Dante Allen, and there's a chance that he can do a little damage inside, but I don't think you're going to see him really get pushing around those other two guys that I mentioned. I said Dante Allen, I meant Dante Hall.
A couple words on the progress of a couple of UK freshmen, Ashton Hagans and Tyler Hero.
Man, Ashton Hagans is just so much fun to watch, and it's something that you don't usually say in basketball. Fun to watch on the defensive end. He's their lockdown defender, and he's going to get the guy that's the toughest out there. So I think he'd probably, Alabama's got a pretty good freshman guard in Kira Lewis, and so there's a chance he's on him. Probably he'll be on John Petty, who is the returning sophomore. So we'll see which one he guards. But he is so much fun to watch. And then Tyler Hero, man, he has just really stepped it up in the last couple of games. He's starting to find his rhythm and find where he's going to get his shots. And I think he's also realizing if he can start from inside the three-point line and work his way out, let those shots come to him so that they're wide open instead of being contested, I think then that's where he's realizing he can be a great player.
Okay, prediction time, and we're not just talking about this game, but now we are starting the SEC grind, or Kentucky is. What do you think will be their final record?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. 18 games of the SEC schedule, and early on I thought the way we were seeing this team play, I thought, man, they were predicted to win this, but I think Auburn and Tennessee are really maybe the favorites now. Well, now Kentucky's coming along, and they're looking like a much better team. I still think those are the two teams they got to look out for, but maybe if they can split with them at home and away, or they may just play Auburn once, I think that's where you're going to see the difference in this team. So I think they can get away with maybe three losses. I'd probably put them at like a 15-3.
And the key, of course, is to win enough to where you're not playing on that Thursday night of the SEC tournament. You get a couple of byes and a lot easier going through that as well.
Yeah, correct. It's so hard to come all the way from the far outside of that tournament because you just have to play too many games in too short amount of time. And I think Kentucky, they should be able to get that bye and shouldn't be an issue there with them this season.
That's all the time that we have for today's scouting report. Our guest has been LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at wuky.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alan.